Bruce's Beach is a picturesque strip of land by the sea, but it's been an enduring stain on a community's character for 100 years. Not anymore. The land that once belonged to Anthony Bruce's great-great-grandparents is finally being returned to the family.
It's like being on top of the world, honestly. But it is also a great reminder of the horrible past that we had as a family. And I don't want anybody to overlook that.
In 1912, Charles and Willa Bruce purchased two blocks at Manhattan Beach, Los Angeles, for $1,225. The couple wanted to create a resort for African Americans enduring racial segregation, but harassment from white neighbors and police ensued. Just 8 years later, in 1924, the land was seized by the white-controlled city. The council claimed what's called eminent domain, which is a law designed to let the government forcibly buy land needed for roads and other public buildings. Officials said they wanted to build a park, but the land lay vacant for many years. The council has now admitted its actions were a racially motivated attempt to drive out the successful black business and its patrons.
Now, my honour to sign this bill.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law last year to enable the transfer of the land to the family's descendants. Now Los Angeles County has voted unanimously to confirm transfer of ownership back to the Bruces. Janice Hahn from the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors was instrumental in the decision and became emotional as it was made.
We will never be able to make up for the injustice that was done to Willa and Charles Bruce a century ago. But this is a start. And by returning the property to their great-grandchildren, we're allowing them the opportunity to start rebuilding the generational wealth that was denied them for decades.
LA County will rent the property from the family for $600,000 a year so it can continue to operate a lifeguard training station at the site. The family then has the option of selling the land to the county for its estimated value of close to $30 million. At Bruce's Beach, a commemorative monument tells the story of Charles and Willa's injustice. The plaque is often adorned with tributes and a wedding photo of the pioneering Bruces. Local resident Malcolm Perkins came to the beach to honour its return to the family.
We wanted to be here. We just wanted to be able to just feel it, if nothing else. This is a great moment for us.
The issue of reparations for African Americans in the most populous U.S. state is gaining momentum. California has set up a task force to look at other possible reparations for black and indigenous people who also had land stolen from them. Janice Hahn from the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors again.
We're setting precedent. It's very exciting, and I'm so proud to be a part of a county that actually is looking to right a wrong that was committed 100 years ago.
America's continuing racial wealth gap is stunning. Data from the Federal Reserve Bank shows the typical white family has 8 times the wealth of those who are black. Anthony Bruce, who works as a security guard, says his great-great-grandparents were financially ruined by the land seizure, and its return now to his family is bittersweet.
I still haven't really reached that out of the social bracket that I'm in. And so that was systematically done to my family so many generations ago, but it's still affecting me today. And so that's what this is going to do. It's going to put me back in the place that my ancestors were rightfully at before.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.